patient named Mackenzie, spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, last name Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, date of birth 3/25 of 13, date of service 2/10 of 24. This is a 10-year-old female patient here with flu-like symptoms. Mom states she's had fever, sore throat, and cough. She's had chills as well. No GI symptoms, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. No other verbalization of symptoms, period, in a paragraph. Now, she maintains her normal bowel and bladder voiding as well, period, in a paragraph. Blood pressure 117 over 56, pulse 106, respiration 18, temperature 98.7, oxygenation 98%, current weight 134, allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication, none, medical history, negative, surgical history, tonsillectomy, social history, negative for any secondhand smoke, lives with mom and dad. Labs today include a flu test and a strep test. The strep test was negative. The flu test was positive for influenza type B, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress, but she is dressed in her pajamas. She's stayed like that all day today because of her not feeling well. Period, new paragraph. Eyes, pupils are equal, round. Ears, mild tympanic membrane erythema bilaterally. Oral pharyngeal area, mildly erythematous. Oral mucosa moist, neck is soft, no lipodynopathy. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Assessment, implant, influenza B infection. Patient will be given Tamiflu 75 milligrams, BID, 10 days. Correction, 5 days, number 10. That's Tamiflu 75 milligrams, POBID, for 5 days. Number 10, period, new paragraph. Cough, Brumfed DM, 7.5 ml. PO, 4 times daily, PRN, cough. She is to get plenty of fluids, plenty of rest, monitor symptoms. She'll be off school for the next 2 days, and she can return to clinic or call if not feeling better.